Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here at the bedside table of children all over the world. And I'm telling of the adventures that I have visiting other children all over the world. I was sitting with Peter last night. And Peter is a very sensitive little boy. He's just 5 years old. And he said to me, "Mr. Candle," and I said, "Yes." He said, "I can see you. You're burning right there on that candlestick, right down my bedside. And I see your face." "Oh, you do? That's wonderful, Peter. What do I look like?" "Well, you have very kindly eyes, very wonderful, kindly blue eyes. And you have gray hair, and you have, no, you have white hair. You have white hair. And you have a big smile on your face." "Well, Peter, that's very nice. How are you doing tonight, Peter? What's going on in your mind? Have you any beautiful thoughts that you're thinking about?" "Well, you know, Mr. Candle, I was sitting in the sandbox today with my friends, and we were all having such a great discussion. And Mary was playing with my sandbox, and she was saying, 'Peter, how come you got such a nice sandbox?' And I said, 'Because I'm a nice guy.' 'Well, what is a nice guy, Peter?' Mary was always so inquisitive. And I said, 'Well, a nice guy is someone who knows who he is.' 'Well, Peter, who are you? You're Peter.' 'Yeah, but I'm more than Peter. I'm something very wonderful and very special.' 'Who says you're wonderful and special?" Stephen never liked to see me with a smile on my face. He said, "But what's special about you?" He says, "My mom and daddy are always arguing, and my sisters are always arguing, my brothers are always arguing, everybody in my family is always arguing. I come over here, it's the only place I don't get an argument. How come don't you guys want to argue with me?" "Well, Stephen, I have no reason to argue with anybody." "Well, why not?" Joey was sitting there in the corner of the sandbox. He was playing with Jane, and he says, "Jane, why is it that Stephen is always so unhappy?" "Well," Jane says, "Stephen's unhappy because Stephen doesn't know who is God." "Who is God?" "Yeah, who is God?" Peter heard her say that and said, "Jane, do you know who is God?" And Jane says, "Yes. Yes, I do." And Peter said, "Well, tell us who is God." And Jane looked at all of the boys and girls, and she said, "Well, to tell you the truth, everyone is God." "Well, why do you say everyone is God? God is supposed to be on his cloud up in the sky. God's in heaven. And God's watching us to make sure that we're good boys and girls, and God's paying attention to everything like that." "Well, perhaps not." Jane liked to be very mysterious at times. "Oh, Jane, what are you talking about? Why can we say we are God?" "Well, I think that something wonderful created everything. Now, I am not my mommy or my daddy, but I am from my mommy and my daddy. And when I get older, I will have children too, and then my children will be from me. But my mommy said that God created everything that exists." "Well, yeah, I know that," Joey said. "I know that. I heard that all the time. God created everything." "Yes," Jane said. "God created everything, and everything is God." "Well, my daddy created me, but I'm not my daddy." "Yes, that's true. Your daddy created you, but you're not your daddy. You're you. You're Joe." "Yes, I'm Joe." "And do you think that a creative thing that could create all the people on earth, and all the flowers and all the plants and all the stars in the sky and everything that exists, do you think that that could be like our mommy or daddy? No, that's something much more than our mommy and daddy. All right, so that more than our mommy and daddy is kind of nice, isn't it? Oh, I don't know. I can't even think about it. It's so big. Yes, that's right, Jane said. It is so big. But think about it. Think about what created everything in the universe, everything in the world. Well, that's big stuff to think about. No, just think, what created Heinz, your puppy dog? What created Heinz, your puppy dog? And Heinz is 57 varieties. Oh, Jane, you're so silly sometimes. No. Heinz is 57 varieties. Heinz has had many different mommies and daddies from many different breeds in his life, and so he is a 57 variety Heinz. He is a dog that has many backgrounds, many parents. Now, Heinz gets closer to being God from one point of view than anything else, because Heinz is the mixture of all of us, of all of them, of all breeds of dogs, that is. At least that's what it is, the dogs. And Peter says, well, Jane, I don't understand when you say that God is in all of us because God created all of us, and my mommy and daddy are not in all of us because my mommy and daddy created. Well, no, your mommy and daddy didn't create everything. They created you. They brought you into the world, and you are their family. Now, God, on the other hand, according to my mommy, God created everything that exists. Well, yeah, I heard that too. If God created everything that exists, then God must be in everything that it creates, just like your mommy and daddy are in you. No, if God created everything, then it must be in everything that it created. So, if God created you, God must be in you. If God created me, God must be in me. If God created Heinz, God must be in Heinz. Come here, I'd like to pet you. And so, yes, Peter said, I never thought of that before. That's a good thought, Jane. Your mommy is really a smart lady. Yes, Jane said, my mommy is a smart lady. She always is telling me beautiful things, and I listen. I don't understand all the time, but I listen. And you know, sometimes, all of a sudden, maybe a long time after mommy tells me something, I think to myself, oh, that's what she meant. Oh, I understand now. Oh, and of course, that's the way we are too. Sometimes we start understanding something long time after we heard about it. Jane, you've got such a wise mommy. Can we go and talk to your mommy sometime? I would like to ask your mommy some questions, because I can't ask my mommy and daddy questions because they never talk about this stuff. They say that's for the church and that's for the minister. But I want to know about it. Peter, you're 5 years old. Don't you think that you could wait a little? No, because I feel very comfortable, and I feel like I already know all that stuff. But I don't have any words to say it with. And if I could talk to your mommy, I could get some words to say it with. Well, Peter, I'm sure my mommy would be just so happy to talk to you about it. But, Jane, what sort of questions would I ask your mommy? Well, just ask my mommy, who is God? And then mommy will say to you, just like I said to you, that God created everything and is in everything. So who is God? God is you. God is me. And God is my mommy. God is everything. Oh, that's interesting. Jane, can I play with the truck now? Sure. Glad to let you, Peter. It's your truck anyhow. Oh, yeah, that's true, but I let you play. Okay, here, Peter, you play with the truck, I'll play with the fire engine. All right, good. Joey, what are you playing with? I got that dump truck. And all the children played in the sandbox, happy as can be. In their minds were the thoughts that they were thinking about. And they were thinking about, who is God? They were thinking about, if God created everything, and God created me, and I'm God, then, I have to think about that some more. Because that's an interesting idea. That's a very interesting idea. Now, who is God more? Is God just a creator of everything? Or is God the things that he creates? I'll have to ask my mommy and daddy a little about that. Maybe they'll tell me something, and I would be very interested in hearing it. Oh, boys and girls, look at here. Here comes the Sandman. It's time for us to go and climb into bed and go to sleep. Now, Peter, it's time for you to put aside these thoughts about your friends and go to sleep and have wonderful dreams. Because when Mr. Sandman sprinkles you with the pixie dust, you have dreams all about... You know what you have dreams about, Peter? What, Mr. Sandman? What, Mr. Candle? What will I have dreams about? You will have dreams about who God is. Oh, good, good, good. I want to go to sleep. Good night, Mommy. Good night, Daddy. Good night, everybody. Good night, Peter. Happy dreams. Know that this is Mr. Candle, and I'll come another night to visit you. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.